A newly disclosed document shows the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation allowed its informants to break the law in 2012 on even more occasions than it did the previous year. In a letter to Justice Department officials earlier this year, the FBI disclosed that its nationwide offices permitted informants to break the law nearly 6,000 times in 2012. The numbers represent a 5% increase from 2011's officially sanctioned crimes. The crimes ranged from acts of violence and selling drugs to bribing government officials. Ever since it was revealed by the newspaper USA Today that a Boston mob boss was allowed to continue running his crime syndicate because he was providing information, the FBI has been required to document the criminal activity it authorizes. But while the Bureau has done this for over a decade, other law enforcement agencies still do not. Now let's cross over to Miami. Joining us is Sherwood Ross, a journalist and blogger. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, looking at the numbers that have been released, it seems that there's a certain sense of impunity when it comes to breaking the law by FBI officials.
Well, if the law is being broken, it's being broken at the top. I know there are an awful lot of incidents, according to the USA Today report, but I don't believe the average FBI agent carries out criminal activities or is a crook. You know, many of them have law degrees, but it's unfortunate that these crimes are ordered from the very top so that the honest work of the typical FBI agent is politicized. Let me give you an example. In the 60s, it was J. Edgar Hoover who ordered his agents to make a phone call to Martin Luther King and tell him to commit suicide because he was a disgrace. It's not something that your ordinary, typical FBI agent would do. This comes from the agency right at the top, from the top man, in this case, J. Edgar Hoover, ordering agents to commit crimes. So this latest report going back to 2011 is not something that's really new. This has been going on for years, where the heads of the FBI, most of them, not all of them, but some of them, have ordered their agents to break the law.
Now, as you said, that this comes from the top in the FBI when the orders are given to allow agents to break the law. But how does one even justify it? Are there any results that prove that such a practice can be good for the country's security?
Well, I wouldn't know about that, but I do know that a lot of damage is done by people who break the law. And if FBI agents are assigned to work with informants who break the law and authorize them to go ahead and break the law, then a lot of innocent people are going to get hurt and have been hurt by these actions, as in the notorious case back in Boston a few years ago.
Well, some critics point out that such an impunity on the part of federal officials goes to show that there is this double standard where an average citizen, of course, is punished for breaking the law. However, breaking the law and being above the law, so to speak, has become institutionalized within law enforcement agencies.
Well, yes. If you want to know who really runs the country, the United States today, you have to look at the fact of who is breaking the law and gets away with it, who is above the law, who is exempt from prosecution. And the answers are the FBI and the NSA and particularly the Central Intelligence Agency. They can commit any kind of crime all over the world, and they are exempt from prosecution by President Obama. There is strong sentiment in America that the CIA was responsible for the assassination of President Kennedy. a great many American people reject the Warren Commission report and believe that the CIA broke the law and committed one of the most terrible crimes in American history, if not the most terrible crime. But President Obama refuses to prosecute CIA agents today for torture, which is against the UN Charter and against the American Constitution. So you begin to realize that these intelligence agencies are running America, and they are not subservient to the Constitution.
Okay, that was journalist and blogger Sherwood Ross there speaking to us from Miami. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV, Mr. Ross.